Today on Real Life Radio.
Christian wives, when you communicate to your husband that he's respectable, it slams the door on the world out there beyond your house. You want to protect your marriage? You have incredible ministry of speaking to your husband.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Is God more inclusive and sin-friendly than He used to be? Or have we simply lost sight of who He truly is? In The Eclipse of God, Pastor Erwin Lutzer reveals how today's culture has destroyed God's image, making Him more palatable and unrecognizable. This bold book will help you rediscover God's unchanging truth in a world of confusion. This November, Pastor Jack Hibbs is featuring The Eclipse of God, and it's available as our featured resource for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues now with a series called Life and Bible, and a message, Being Christian While Being a Wife. In God's concept of design, we'll see how the husband and wife and marriage and family were all created and defined from the Bible. You see, the Bible tells us many things about what a Christian marriage should look like. One is that a Christian wife has been given a high position in life as a woman of power and has the unique responsibility of holding a lot of titles. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that the Christian wife is very precious to the Lord. He regards her beauty as an amazing thing, and when she speaks, she opens her mouth with wisdom. Her influence is praiseworthy by her husband, and her children regard her as a blessing. Now, with his message called Being a Christian While Being a Wife, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
The Bible says in the Old Testament that Yahweh, God, is married to Israel. And the New Testament says that Christ Jesus is engaged to the church, the bride of Christ. Why would God reveal His desire to mankind in terms of a marriage? Because on earth, it's the most holy, sacred thing that we can get to until we get to heaven. You ever think of that? That's the way it should be. That's the way God wants it. It's an amazing thing, but a unique responsibility, I believe, that a Christian woman praying. And this is a tough call for some of you ladies here tonight because you've been praying for your husbands and they've been lost for years. They won't come to church. They make fun of you when you come. I know you've told me. And when you go home from church on Sunday or Wednesday, they make fun of you when you get home. And you keep putting up with it. And you just keep praying. See, what do you got a new word for me tonight, Pastor? Keep praying. Something will happen. Something will happen. He may wake up tomorrow and his mind is changed. You know what? He might stub his toe. He might get in an accident and break his nose. He might hear some news from the boss about this or that. I don't know what it is. I don't need to know. You don't need to know, frankly, either, as long as you say, Lord God, just save my husband. Open his eyes to your love. Great thing is we've seen it happen so many times. And talking about love, number three, a wife has been given a unique love. Proverbs 12, verse 4 says, an excellent wife is the crown of her husband. What a loving thing to say. Solomon said that. A wife's love is empowered by God. Women have an amazing relatability to God that I think a man has to work harder at to get it. A woman has this relationship with the Lord. She understands that love. Guys, it's harder for us. A wife's love is empowered by God. I'm not saying that a man's love is not. I'm just saying that a woman can often just derive special strength and power because God, I believe, has given that level of grace. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 says, wives, listen, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands so that, listen, if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives. That doesn't mean they had numerous wives. The wife. When they see the purity and reverence of your lives, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair or the wearing of gold jewelry. They would embroider the jewelry, actually, even in their hair, and fine clothes. He's not saying, are you saying, Pastor Jack, is he saying that we shouldn't wear jewelry? He didn't say that. Is he saying that we shouldn't do our hair? He didn't say that. Well, how do you know? Because the next line is, put in on of apparel. Does he not want you to wear clothes? He wants you to wear clothes. He's saying that's not your beauty. It goes on. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the inward being of who you are, the unfaded beauty of a beautiful, gentle, and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in the sight of God. There is something about a woman who loves the Lord, and she just glows. There's a purity about it. The world doesn't understand it's the purity, but let me tell you, have you ever watched those investigative programs where they're analyzing these insane serial killers, how they had a grotesque ability to go after innocents? Ted Bundy was a demonic master at that. Why? They saw a purity of somebody, and in the satanic realm, they wanted to destroy that. Quite a while ago, we did some teaching on what the Bible had to say about rape and how the Bible deals with a rapist. There's something more going on there. The robbing, the killing, the destruction. God holds a woman very precious in his sight. And the Bible says if a man is to rape a woman, his life is to be taken from him. Nowadays, it's all, you know, he's just expressing his First Amendment rights. Or he didn't know what he was doing. He came from a broken home or whatever. And the innocent pay. It's wrong. The beauty of a woman is an amazing thing. And the Bible says that when she loves God, there's going to be a joy and a glow about her. She has a unique love. And a Christian wife is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Number four, a Christian wife has been given a unique word. And what we mean by that, Proverbs 31, 26. She opens her mouth with wisdom. Listen to that. And on her tongue is the law of kindness. I told you this before, ladies, listen carefully. Start practicing Proverbs 31, 26 at home. You say, Pastor Jack, you don't know what kind of man I live with. I know, that's why I'm telling you. Start practicing this. Proverbs 31, 26, she opens her mouth with wisdom. That means God's going to give it. The Bible says wisdom comes from God. That's cool. Number two is that on her tongue is the law of kindness. Start speaking kindness to your husband. You say, man, but you know, I barely like him. I understand that. Obey the Bible. Don't obey your feelings. All of us will just keep getting in trouble if we obey our feelings. Obey this book. And God says, do this. It's almost like he's saying, come on, I dare you. Do the book. Watch what happens. And by the way, I challenge anybody in here tonight. Take the Bible. Apply it. Watch what happens. The Bible says of itself, it's alive. I love that. I love it. Speak to him. Ladies, be wise when using what I wrote down as husband words. Husband words. Do you think he's handsome? Tell him. No, I can't tell him. His head's too big already. Listen, tell him. Just tell him. Let God deal with it. Tell him. Did he do something kind? Tell him. Listen, did he do something really dumb? Don't tell him. Let it alone. Why? Because you're nurturing an environment where you're going to speak kind and wise words to him. Now, you could speak wise words if you say, now, honey, you should not have licked that wall socket. Thus, you've just been electrocuted. Listen to my wisdom, and I shall speak kindness unto you. But listen, you'd be surprised because, guys, I think you and I are the same. I learned before the age of five, I learned to tune my mother completely out. And every boy knows how to do that. I don't care what culture or what planet he's from. If mom's going, you know what? And you know, and you're looking at your mom. I'm serious. You're looking and it's like, you can't hear a word she's saying. Any boy learns how to do that. And it's sad, tragically, it's carried throughout life. You just, when a woman drones on, the man tunes out. The man tunes out. Listen, shock him and say, you know what? I really love you.
Amen.
You know what? You're looking mighty fine today. Say something, because he's expecting maybe the opposite. Try it. The Bible says to do it. Speak a word. Proverbs 14:1. The wise woman builds up her house, but a foolish woman pulls it down with her own hands. That can be done by using words too. Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turns away wrath. Point number five. A wife has been given a unique influence. Proverbs 31:28 says, her children rise up and call her blessed. Thanks, Mom. And her husband also, he praises her. Wow. You say, Jack, are you kidding me? Is that possible? Oh, it's possible. You know what? If you have been a wife or a woman who you have grown up in a rotten environment or a picture that shows marriage as a disaster, that's all you've known. That's all you've seen. You know what the dangerous thing is for you? And we feel for you. Is that you'll begin to think that's just how it is. And I want you to know right now, that's not how it is. It's not how it is. Girls, ladies, if you're single, don't marry a man unless you are impressed with his Christianity. Oh, Jack, you set the standards too high. We're talking about your life. Trust God. He'll bring the man along. But if you're married, maybe your marriage is crazy and it's not working. The reason why a marriage doesn't work is because one or both are not doing it God's way. The amazing thing is God is so waiting that even if the one begins to step out and obey the Lord, he begins to shake that marriage. And it's a joy as a pastor, you get to see this stuff happen in people's lives.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
There was a woman who they've now moved on to another state. I won't say their names. I have to tell you, she came and she met with Lisa and I years ago, and she said, you know what? I caught my husband sleeping with co-workers, plural, then a neighbor. And what do you think I should do? You know, Lisa, well, you need to pray and you need to just go to the Word and get your strength and go to these verses. And I'm thinking, shoot him. No, I'm kidding. But as a guy, I'm thinking, where is he right now? Because that's how guys think. You know what she did? We went to the scriptures and it says, listen, God hates divorce, but exactly according to the Bible with what's going on in your life, you have a second option. Outside of reconciliation with your husband, the second option is you have grounds for divorce. You know what she did? She prayed, fasted. I don't know how long. Lisa will remember. I don't know how long. Guess what happened? I almost fell off the pulpit one day. Her and her husband came into church, sat down, they had Bibles. They absolutely, for the years that followed, their marriage took off and they became so incredibly strong. That woman had our and has our undying appreciation. Unbelievable. I've never seen a woman put up with stuff and commit it into the hands of God. In that case, there was a great ending. Amazing. God's word, nothing is impossible for him. Number six, a wife has been given a unique opportunity. A unique opportunity. And that is in Ephesians 5:25. The Bible says to be loved properly is that wife's unique opportunity. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, husbands and wives. It says here that husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Can anybody just remotely imagine the depth of love, maybe sort of, that the Bible says here, Husbands, love your wives. To what degree? Well, I'll tell you, just as Christ also loved the church and went to the cross for her. How much is a husband supposed to love his wife? Go to the cross, dude. To the cross. Do you love me? Yes, I do. Get on that cross. Isn't that amazing? Ladies, are you, listen, stop listening to the culture. God says you are so precious that the equivalent is what Jesus did for the church. Listen, here's the purpose. That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water of the word. Husbands, that means you are to be giving your wife the word of God. All over. Pray it on her. Put it on her head, over her shoulders, all the way down to her toes. Washing her in the word, the Bible says. I can't imagine a woman saying, don't wash me with that. When the husband says, listen, before you head off to work, I want you to know that the Bible says that I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of hope and for a future and to give your life a full and complete and a glorious end. Can you imagine a woman hearing that from her husband as she's heading off to work or as he's leaving the house? Wash her. She might say, you know what? I don't feel right today. Things aren't just connected today. You know what, sweetie? The Lord is your strength. Go take a bath. Get some bubble bath and the Lord's your strength. Read the book of Psalms or read the book of Philippians. Wash her in the word. Give her a word. Call her up. What are you doing? Calling you up? Listen. Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Thank you. It's amazing. The Bible says again, Colossians 3:18. Wow, listen to this. Colossians 3:18. Wives, submit to your own husbands as fitting in the Lord. Wives, submit to your husbands. You say, well, what's that? Why is that such a blessing? What kind of a deal is that? A woman, a wife, is never, according to the Bible, ever to be abused. Ever. In any way. Never to be broken. Any group, club, religion, whatever, that diminishes the value of a wife is going directly against the creative authority of God himself. And our culture, man, the sick, pornographic culture of ours is destroying the value of women. And then our culture sits around and goes, we don't know why rape's going up. Yeah. Have you ever thought that kids at 10 and 11 years old are getting pornography on their cell phones? Yeah. Not my kid. Oh boy. It's never your kid. The husband is to be watching out and promoting what is the very best for his wife. Isn't that what Jesus did for us? Doesn't the Lord say to us, call to me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you. Shouldn't a husband be like that for the wife? The incredible opportunity that a wife has is that she is to be loved in a special way. Number 7, a wife has been given, we're almost done, kind of, sort of. A wife has been given a unique ministry. And when I say ministry, a wife has been given an amazing power to establish her husband. This, ladies, guys, you can just tune out. Pay attention, ladies. Guys, pretend you're not here right now. A wife's ability to minister to her husband, she underestimates. There are people who have affairs with people they don't even like because she, at the watering hole at the office, the bucket, well, you know, the thing, says to him, you know, you're such a nice guy. Well, he doesn't get that at home. Maybe, I don't know. And just like Potiphar's wife with Joseph, flirting, flirting, flirting. Satan knows this. He tempts. In the same fashion, a wife will be tempted. And here's the thing. The ministry of a wife, she has amazing power. Number one, she has the power to put into her husband, in this order, by the way, men, now you can tune in, men, respect and love. Women want love and respect. Men want respect and love. That's why a lot of shenanigans takes place at work, because there's the respect zone and there's no love involved. People, men will have affairs with women. They don't even love them. They don't even like them. Isn't it weird? Because he perceives her, the alien, estranged person, this person, she's communicated to this married guy somehow that he's respectable. Let me tell you something, Christian wives, when you communicate to your husband that he's respectable, it slams the door on the world out there beyond your house. You want to protect your marriage? You have incredible ministry of speaking to your husband. I'm not talking about in a horrific, terrified way. No, I'm talking about a real relationship. And she speaks in a way and establishes her husband. You've got that power. And you can shut the door on anybody's attack against your home and your husband. Ecclesiastes 4:9. Listen to this. Ecclesiastes 4:9. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will pick his companion up. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to pick him up. Again, if two lie down together, they keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? The one may be overpowered by another. Two can withstand him. And a three-fold cord is not quickly broken. When that cord is wrapped with three strands, it's not easily broken. Guess what? Isn't it interesting? Two, he was saying two, 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 two. And then he says a three cord strand's not easily broken. Because in your life's relationship, Christ is in the center. And your life is to be wrapped around with his, with Christ as the core. I may get mail about this, but I don't care. If you live for her, you're going to get messed up. If you live for him, you're going to get messed up. If both of you live for God, you're going to do just fine. You want to know why? Because you've got your eyes set on him, the author and the finisher of your faith. You're running towards him, both of you running together. You're going to wind up all your life's journeys being shoulder to shoulder until you get to the end. And that cord will not be undone. God says it's not going to come apart. For some of you tonight, you need to make Christ the center of your life. You've tried everything else, but you haven't tried him. It's amazing. Proverbs 31:31. Listen to this. Proverbs 31:31. She has a unique ministry. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. At the city gate. Did you know in Proverbs 31, it says that the husband goes to the city gate? It's a Middle Eastern cultural term. The men would sit and do the judging of the city, the conversation of the city, the relationship of what was going on. They would pass edicts and rules. It's where all the big guys met. He's there talking. Proverbs, he sits in the gate. Well, wait a minute. It also says here, 31:31, that her work is spoken about in the gate. What does that mean? It means that the husband says, have you guys seen how incredible my wife's job is doing? I mean, back then they would say, did you see that? I mean, she is cranking out the coolest donkey baskets you've ever seen, or whatever it was. She makes the best fruit, or has the best wine, or the best whatever. The book of Proverbs 31, read it later. It's all about her hands. She works. She's up all night. She's ministering to her kids. None of her family's cold because she knows how to knit, it says. And her husband goes to the city gates, and what does he do? He brags about his wife. Proverbs 31, read it. It's awesome. We need to do that more, guys. Well, I don't know, Jack. My wife, I don't know. She hasn't made me a fruitcake or anything lately. And I don't know about anything like that. You know what? Why don't you just calm down, mister, and start praising her? And take care of her like that. It's amazing.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called Being a Christian While Being a Wife. Thanks for being with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Life and Bible. It's a collection of messages on how to apply God's Word in the everyday challenges of the Christian life. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Today, more and more Christ followers are living out their faith no matter what. And one way we can help is through our website. At jackhibbs.com/realradio, you'll find access to Pastor Jack's devotions, YouTube channel, podcasts, Facebook, live streamed events, and so much more. Again, our website is jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio. And don't forget to download the Real Life mobile app for on-the-go access to all that Pastor Jack has to offer.
Did you know that along with the radio program, Pastor Jack also has a TV show with more of the Pastor Jack Hibbs content that you like? It's called Real Life TV. If you enjoy Pastor Jack on the radio, you're going to love him on TV. So check out your local listings or visit jackhibbs.com and catch the latest episodes. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.